Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Al speaking.
Oh, hi there. I'm just calling about our guinea pig who's acting a bit differently.
Yeah, what seems to be going on?
So he's basically gone into hiding, I'd say, and has stopped eating. I mean, he's had a tiny bit of fresh grass this morning, but I think he's struggling to eat.
Yeah.
So whether he has a dental problem going on.
Yeah, well, just bear with me. I'll get our appointment book because, yeah, for a guinea pig not to be eating, it is a little bit odd.
He normally has a really good appetite, and he's kind of just nibbling, and it's taken him a while. So, yeah, and his feces is kind of, there's not much, and what there is, it's, you know, small.
Yeah, and we can come to expect that sometimes if they
aren't
eating, you know,
because they're not eating.
We have one appointment left today that we could get you guys booked in for, and that'd be at 4 p.m. this afternoon.
I've got a massive problem. It's my daughter's formal, year 12 formal, so I'm tied up with so much this afternoon.
Sure. What
obviously we need to have him look. We're in Mango Hill.
Mango Hill. Just bear with me. I'll get an idea of... There are other vets available that do treat exotics. And so if you were busy this afternoon and couldn't come in for the 4 p.m. appointment, I would try Murrumba Downs. So Vet MD at Murrumba Downs. They have an exotics... vet there, and I'd try and give them a call just to see if they would be able to get you guys in before this afternoon.
If we can't, is there anything that, because you're open in the morning, don't you? Is there anything?
Yeah, so we are open tomorrow, but tomorrow is already fully booked. We're at a vet down as well tomorrow, and so we've just got the one vet, unfortunately. Otherwise,
right.
I definitely would have offered that tomorrow for you guys. And so if you wanted to, just try Vet MD at Murrumba Downs. Otherwise, there is a vet at Chermside, Unusual Pet Vets, that you might be able to get in with. But, again, I'm not sure about their schedule, so I'd give them a call.
It's just come at a really bad time with all the appointments today.
That's normally how it goes. And so,
always falls on,
I think that if you have noticed that he's... eating a lot less and looking a little bit uncomfortable, then I would definitely try and give those other vets a call today. Otherwise, we do have that 4 p.m. appointment, so you could potentially call back and we can try and work something out.
There's no way I could do it.
That kind of day, isn't it?
Yeah, we have to be at a photo shoot and all sorts. There's no way I could make it.
No, that's okay. There are the other vets around, so you can definitely give them a call.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. So it's called the Murrumba one.
Vet MD. So M for Murrumba, D for Downs.
Yeah. D for Downs. Vet MD, right.
Yep.
Okay.
You can give them a go. Otherwise, there's Unusual Pet Vets, which is a little bit further down, but they would be, you know, an extra little bit of a drive, but they would also be there.
Yeah.
You can give a go.
Unusual Pet Vets, that's the one at Termside.
Yes.
Yeah. If we have no luck, is there anything you can recommend if we just need to get through the weekend with him?
Unfortunately, with something like this where it could be dental or anything else like that as to why he's not eating, there is nothing that we could really recommend from home. We would have to see him in to prescribe medications. I think if you wanted to give those other vets a go, because if they do have availabilities prior to when you do have to leave, then you can get them in and discuss you know, the plan, and then they can hopefully prescribe some medications to keep him comfortable.
Yeah, okay then. All right, thanks for your help.
You're very welcome. No worries.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.